We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Dark Realms. Now, today's Dark Realm has been suggested by our listener, Candace. So thank you very much for your suggestion, because today we are going to be taking a look at, allegedly, Australia's most haunted house, otherwise known as Monte Cristo Homestead. But before we do, a quick reminder that Dark Realms is a spin-off show of The Dark Paranormal. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you should just be able to head over to wherever you get your podcasts and search for The Dark Paranormal. If you're listening on audio, then you already know that. Anyway, in addition, with it being The Dark Paranormal's 20th anniversary, right now and throughout the month of June, we're running a special offer for anyone who's a listener of the show to get a free week's trial of the highest tier of our Patreon, which is at patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. Now that will give you access to everything on the main feed, both ad-free and before everyone else, and also full access to the Patreon-only podcast, Dark Bites. In addition, you get full access to the entire back catalogue of Dark Bites, which is coming in at around 120-something hours right now. So if you're interested, that's patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. Or just go and find the podcast wherever you listen to your shows. But right now we have a dark realm to look into that is the first dark realm we've done, I think, ever, which does need a trigger warning. What you're going to hear today is some of the most graphic, and believe me, I've tried to tone it down, imagery that we've ever covered. Because the Monte Cristo Homestead is a place literally like no other. So let's take a deep dive into this dark realm, Monte Cristo Homestead, allegedly Australia's most haunted house. Monte Cristo Homestead, perched on a hill in Junee, North South Wales, is widely regarded as Australia's most haunted house. Built in 1885 by a wealthy landowner, Christopher Crawley, this Victorian manor began as a symbol of success in the small railway town of Junee. After Crawley's sudden death from blood poisoning, in 1910 his widow Elizabeth became a recluse, seldom leaving the confines of the mansion. Over the years, a cascade of horrific tragedies have knocked on the property's door, fueling its haunted reputation. Family and staff have met grim ends right there. Murders, accidents, suicides. It's like a catalogue of horrors. So it's no wonder haunting tales abound with Monte Cristo. It includes a caretaker who was shot dead in 1961, a disabled man chained up for decades, and a child who fell down a flight of stairs, a maid who plummeted from a balcony, and a stable boy burned to death. By the time Reginald and Olive Ryan bought the property in 1963, to say the eerie legend was well established would, I think, be a big understatement. The Ryan family reported unexplained lights in the empty house, pets refused to enter certain rooms, and a palpable sense that they were not alone from the moment they moved in. Today, the homestead is a magnet for ghost hunters and curious tourists. Clearly drawn in by the tales of at least 10 restless spirits set to walk its halls. And today we'll take a look at three of arguably the most terrifying spirits of Monte Cristo, the darkest realm we've ventured to so far. First, we'll look at Elizabeth Crawley, the infamous Iron Matriarch of Monte Cristo. Respected outwardly as a proper Victorian lady, she was in fact a strict disciplinarian, who allegedly treated her staff appallingly. Dressed invariably in black lace like some dour queen, she ruled that house with an iron fist, inspiring both fear and obedience. After her husband's death, Elizabeth retreated to an upstairs chapel room for 23 years, leaving the estate only twice until she died at 92. Locals whispered that her overwhelming grief and stern spirit imprinted itself on the house. Indeed, Mrs. Crawley's ghost is said to remain endlessly supervising that domain in her death. Her spirit is described as cold and judgmental, fiercely protective of the house. Any visitors who don't belong are met with icy hostility. Lights flicker, an intense chill drops around you, and disembodied whispers hiss in your ear until you run. People have reported sudden nausea, fainting, or an oppressive feeling of being watched. Even animals are not spared. In the 1960s, the Ryans returned home one night to find their chickens strangled, the parrot's neck broken, and their kittens mysteriously killed, as if the house itself rejected the living, anything living. This cruelty is often laid at Elizabeth's feet. Olive Ryan has felt a firm, invisible hand gripping her shoulder, who she believed was Elizabeth Crawley trying to communicate. Olive's son, Lawrence, recalled frequently seeing figures in period clothing and feeling ice-cold hands touch him. In one incident, Lawrence's younger sister saw an elderly woman stood at the edge of her bed. When she finally told me that story, it all made sense. "I hated that room and I felt like I was being watched," said Lawrence, describing the reasons why he refused to sleep in the main house. But most definitely, the most disturbing is the mutilation of the family cat. Now, according to Lawrence, his mother found the family cat, how to put this, let's just say relieved of its coat, innards and eyes, on the kitchen floor. All the doors and windows were locked tight, which ruled out any predators. And once again, this horrific act was placed firmly at the feet of Elizabeth Crawley. Among many of Monte Cristo's famous legends is a young maid who allegedly became pregnant by Mr. Crawley. A typical scandal of those days, and soon after, the unfortunate girl fell from a balcony, dying instantly. Now, whether this was suicide or murder remains a mystery, but some believe Elizabeth pushed her to her death, trying to remove the scandal of the pregnant maid. It's said no amount of scrubbing or cleaning will clean that bloodstain from the steps. Locals claim that the veranda and the balcony are still haunted by this maid's restless spirit. Let's take a quick break to tell you about a wonderful product. Did you know there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our world? From the food we eat to the air we breathe, even the skincare we use, they could be messing with your hormones and making you feel like you're stuck in a mystery of your own. And just like a plot twist in a true crime story or one of those unexpected scary moments in our submitters' experiences, hormonal changes like premenopause or menopause can strike at the most unexpected times. And suddenly you're dealing with mood swings, sleepless nights, and all those other symptoms that make you feel like you're losing control. But here's the good news. This is one mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. Just take the 2-minute free quiz from Happy Mammoth, answer a few simple questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. The results are impressive. There are over 40,000 reviews on their website. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. According to a survey, 86% of the women started losing weight, 77% say it improved their mood, and the biggest benefit? 100% of the women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today. Visitors report a feeling of overwhelming sadness around that area. Occasionally, a woman in white appears on the balcony before vanishing moments later. One recent visitor caught a little girl's face in an empty upstairs window, even though no children were present at the time. Another guest reported a gentle but unmistakable push on her back on the balcony, as if recreating the fatal shove. A guide notes that in that area, the spirit often tugs and pulls at people's clothes and pushes, especially women. Visitors swear to see a faint shape of a woman at the foot of the stairs, sobbing. One visitor, exceptionally skeptical to the story, was smiling away when she felt a sudden tug on her shawl. Turning instantly, she found no one there. And finally, but arguably the most darkest story we've maybe ever told, involves Harold, the illegitimate son of Crawley's second housemaid. After a horrific carriage accident, he was left with permanent brain damage, and Harold was chained up in the stable house to hide his condition. He supposedly spent decades in chains, crying out in pain and fear until he was finally found. Harold soon died in an asylum, a broken soul. However, that very soul, it seems, has returned to Monte Cristo, freed at last. Free to roam the grounds, people know his presence by marked cold spots, an oppressive feeling of sadness, and the sound of clanking chains echoing through empty rooms. Visitors to his quarters find themselves with difficulty breathing, a tightness in their chest, and inexplicable tears as if sharing his trauma. Some staff on overnight vigils have heard sobbing or scraping chains following them. One paranormal investigator said all of us heard it, the unmistakable sound of chains being dragged across the floor by unseen hands. Lawrence Ryan, who of course grew up in the house, said the feeling of evil is strongest at the stables, basically Harold's prison. The rescuers who found Harold in those stables describe scratches on the wall and a worn circle in the cement underneath where his chain had been dragged for decade upon decade. Part of the chain apparently remains still bolted to the wall as a dreadful reminder of the horrific trauma suffered by that poor man. Visitors will sometimes take photographs in that said prison and find themselves looking at pictures of orbs or smoke near where Harold would be stood. Visitors standing by Harold's chain have suddenly collapsed or inexplicably burst into tears. One night, a group of researchers heard a blood-curdling scream inside the stable that would have matched Harold's screams for all of those years. And these screams are still heard today, like some macabre recording of a man forever in torment. To this day, that stable remains the most feared place on the property, with Harold's tragic spirit still lingering and apparently able to move around the property, but not able to move on. These chilling legends and terrifying accounts around Monte Cristo certainly give weight to the idea this is Australia's most haunted house. Each ghostly figure remaining trapped in their own personal hell, continually reminding the visitors there of the homestead's dark and torrid past. It is certainly up there with the darkest realms we've ever looked at. But there's also another argument that could be made about, is it right ethically to profit from ticket sales, from spirits in eternal torment? The counter-argument would be, well, it's entertainment, because ghosts don't really exist. Well, having received thousands of genuine emails, all from people who've had genuine paranormal experiences, I sincerely beg to differ. In fact, I know they do exist. And that's the reason I created The Dark Paranormal, to focus on these darker experiences. Isn't it strange at the coffee room in work, everyone will accept when someone says, the ghost of my dead pet brushed my leg, and everyone says, ah. But if the same person says, I was violently flung out of bed last night, everyone's reaction is entirely different. There's a lot of disbelief, and there's a lot of, there's something a bit wrong with them. Yet you can't have one side without the other. You can't believe in little dead Scotty coming back to wag his tail and jump on your lap if you're not willing to accept some sort of demonic entity flinging you against a wall. White infers black. Truth infers false. Good infers evil. So if you're watching on YouTube and you've never heard the Dark Paranormal podcast before, head over to wherever you get your podcasts from and search for The Dark Paranormal. And in the meantime, I'll see you all here next week for another step into our next dark realm.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.